One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Imagine being asked to sing with the Beatles or to play guitar on stage with U2. It happens rather more than you'd think. Music stars invite someone in the audience to share their spotlight. California, 1973.
He's upcoming. I think he's got an equal to something he shouldn't be. It's your favorite food.
Pete Townsend telling the crowd the Who drummer, Keith Moon, has passed out twice. Pete asks,
Can anybody play the drums?
Can anyone play the drums? 19-year-old Scott Halpin heads for the stage. Scott played on four songs and did incredibly well. When bands get the fans on stage.
Now Pierce had a sign that he's holding up all night long saying, "Can I play drums on Under Pressure by Queen?"
2017, Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters calling up 19-year-old Pierce Edge. Turns out Pierce can really play.
Pierce, give us something really quick so we can see what you got.
Pierce nailed it, playing drums like a pro.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Her son turned 15 a couple days ago. That's very sweet. He's hiding.
2010, and a woman is asking Michael Bublé if her son can get up and sing with him. Turns out, young Sam can sing.
You know what? Because we've taken it this far already. Come up here for a moment. Come up here for a moment, because I remember being your age. You ready? Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky. Try that again. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Ladies and gentlemen, 15-year-old killer, Sam.
Sam Holliman went on to sing professionally. When the star gets the fans into the act, and it isn't always on stage. In February 1968, teenagers Lizzie Bravo and Gaylene Pease were outside Abbey Road Studios, hoping to see the Beatles, who were inside needing backup singers.
Paul came out and said, "Can any of you girls hold a note?
Hold a high note.
Yes. And straight away, Lizzie and myself said, "Yes, yes, we can, we can." And then Mel Evans, who was the roadie, came out and asked us to go into the studio.
Both Gaylene and myself were very calm because we were used to seeing them every day. If we had never seen them before, we both would have fainted.
Lizzie and Gaylene sang on an early version of Across the Universe, released on a charity album in 1968.
But when you think at the time, you know, the millions of girls and women that would have, like, well, they just wouldn't believe that you would be invited into the studio. And it seems
unreal.
What you want to play?
U2, Nashville, 2011. Adam Bevel had a sign up asking if he could play guitar with them.
Get a guitar for this dude. Hold on, gents, we have a surprise guest. You say you want diamond on a ring of gold. You say you want story to remain untold, all the promises we made from the cradle to the grave. When all I want is you.
When bands get audience members up to play with them, a huge risk. But magic if it works. My favourite, Coldplay, Munich. Ferdinand Schwartz holds up a sign. "Can I play piano with you?" Frontman Chris Martin says,
"Listen, I see a sign here. I'm gonna respond to this. Do you really know how to play this song, my brother? Do you know how to play official for real? Do you really want to come on stage and play this song with me?" Someone you should let them know, and the light that you